next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 2-1 in conference play and 4-2 overall. Penn State hosts Ohio State on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
Then we'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. I was wondering, as you look back on that Maryland game, did you see this, you know, this new offense you guys obviously have put in now? Did you see it sort of, I don't know, come of age? I mean, McSorley had a great day. Barkley had a great day. Just what was your overall takeaway from that compared to maybe games earlier?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, as what's been documented, I mean, you know, our offensive line from the time we got here to now has been growing and developing, and those guys are playing well. I think Trace's mobility and his part in the run game has helped as well, but I think more than anything, you know, we're playing well up front, and that gives us an opportunity to do a lot of things in the run game and in the pass game. And then having a mobile quarterback also, you know, complements the O-line and helps some of those guys as well. And it makes you difficult to defend when you can run the ball with the running back, you can run the ball with the quarterback, you can throw the ball to a number of receivers. We're getting a lot of receivers involved. You know, that's hard for anybody to stop.
And one thing, you know, what is just the general overall benefit of having an off week before a big game like this, number 2 Ohio State coming in, you know, a pretty good challenge for you guys and stuff. Just what is the overall benefit from a coach's standpoint?
I think, you know, obviously this is a physical game, and, you know, you take a pounding. You take a pounding on your body, you know, mentally. There's the intensity of college football week in and week out, and then the emotional aspect as well. So, you know, when you can have a week where you're not pounding on them as much physically, you still do mental approach. You can get a head start on your next opponent. You can spend a little bit more time developing the younger players. And then the guys get the weekend off to go see their families and relax and enjoy themselves. And then maybe some guys that, you know, have been banged up, maybe you get back. So it's a combination of all those things where the bye weeks are important and they're helpful.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Adam Jordy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, James. I'm curious, and obviously you've had to deal with a number of things at that linebacker position this year. I wonder what you've learned about your group as a whole as you've had to deal with all the injuries and all the shuffling around.
Well, I'm really proud of our players. I'm really proud of our defensive coach and Brent Pryor, defensive coordinator, because I don't know if I've ever seen or heard of a program losing 7 linebackers, and you're talking about guys for a significant amount of time at one position like that. And it just seems like each week the next guy goes in and it prepares really well and goes out and plays well. So, you know, we've handled that the last 2 weeks. You know, again, it's something I've never seen before. We got guys playing Mike linebacker who, you know, have never played a rep of Mike linebacker in games or practice. You know, so I'm really proud of our guys, how they've handled the adversity, how they've battled, how they've worked, and really a lot of how their production has been.
What, if anything, going forward, do you think you can do to try to not find yourself in a similar situation in the future?
I'm not really sure. I don't know if you can deal with extremes. This is an extreme situation. They're not injuries that you could say to yourself, well, we could have done this or that differently to stop them. They're not that type of injury. So I think it's an extreme situation. You see this from time to time. Happens all over the country at different positions. I remember a few years back, Maryland was like on their 4th-team quarterback. Sometimes you just have these years. But there's nothing looking back at it and the type of injuries we're talking about that something could have been done to really prevent it.
Thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.